just like, I'm trying so hard to like, I'm right now, my body is like 92% dumpster. So I'm trying super hard to like, maybe like make it more like a recycling can.
Yeah. How's your LA experience been though, Eva? Good.
Phenomenal. Awesome. I met with some people that want to be my manager. Everybody wants me to show my titties. Not only fans, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone, including me. So
me too. Haley, I'll just start sending you drunk nudies, bro. I got you.
Girl. I mean, I'm blessed enough. I've seen them in the flesh. So I think like
I gotta unpack this once we start our show. So
yeah. I'm like, so we are recording now and this is part of it.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, chapter one, our first season, Becca and I dove into the fever dream that is our lives, especially growing up in high school. But as of recent, I've had a completely different fever dream. So it's only fair to have a completely different reunion than we did in season one. It is my honor, it is my pleasure to introduce some of my surviving Paradise cast. We got Copen in the cut. Gabe is in here, and the beautiful, vivacious Lil Miss Eva. I'm so happy to see you guys.
Great to be here. Thank you all for having us.
Yeah, we're happy, thank you.
Happy to see your face again, Miss Haley, and happy to meet you, Becca.
We're so happy to have you all here. Thank you so much. And yeah, I feel like I know you all because, as I was telling you, I've been to watch the show a few times, and it's only been out for 22 days. Who's counting? I have actually met one of our cast members, Copen. He is Haley's good friend, and I met him at her birthday last year. So I wanted to talk to you, Copen. I felt like you didn't really get an opportunity on the show to dive into what you do for work. So did you want to share that mysterious role that you do for work?
Who am I? Exactly.
Who are you?
Yeah. So my official title is senior admissions counselor, but basically college recruiter. So I do the academic side of stuff though. So sometimes they say, you know, do you go do sports recruiting? No, it's just going into high schools, doing presentations. It's all about Oklahoma State University. So basically just kind of showcasing what we have to offer. I love it because when I was in high school, nobody like came to my schools from colleges and talked. So I try to make it where it's more of like higher ed focused. Of course, I'm telling everything about Oklahoma State, but it's really helping them out, kind of guide their journey after high school. And so it's super fun. We talk throughout the whole year with them too. It sounds weird, but I text high school students because we have work cell phones. So we do that throughout the year too as well. But it's always upbeat. It's always going to different schools. I'm in charge of Southwest Oklahoma and I do Ohio too. So I just traveled out to Ohio a couple weeks ago as well. So we kind of have them all over the states, really.
That's really cool. I had no idea. And also, isn't Ohio pretty far from Oklahoma, or am I getting my geography wrong?
It's not the closest. Yeah, it's like a good journey, but flew out there, so it's all good, you know.
I was curious, like, what skills from that role would you say helped you in the jungle?
In the jungle,
we're just gonna jump in. When you were stuck in the jungle on Surviving Paradise, what would you say were the skills that helped you?
I mean, really, like, they, you know, if you watch the show, you didn't see a ton of gameplay from Copen. The edit didn't really show Copen playing the game much. But really, like, we talked a lot. Like, my game was social game. I mean, I was trying to be friends with every single person, positive outlook on every single situation. So, I mean, I definitely had some, you know, some strategies, some finals, alliances and stuff like that. But mainly, it was just, let's be a friendly person to everybody out there. That's what I do for work. That's who I am as a normal person. So, like, let's put it in the jungle, too.
I love to ask, like, what I asked Haley this, and I'd love your answer. Like, if you could have brought one item down to camp with you, was there one thing that you were really wishing to have when you were out there, or could you get something?
Deodorant. It was the smell of those clothes.
I didn't expect that, to be honest. I really didn't expect that.
He was out there to impress.
It was rough. Like, I hated, like, going to bed and just having to, like, bunch up in those clothes because all you smelt was yourself.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah, that's definitely number one thing. I did not know the smell was going to be that bad. It was atrocious.
It was.
Haley, remind me what your answer would have been.
So I think for me, my only thing I didn't like about Campbell, I guess that's dramatic, but the biggest thing was warmth for me. If I could have got like a big blanket or something that was a little thicker, nights were really tough for me.
Were you and Eva never in camp together?
No, me or Gabe were never in camp together either.
Well, I was just thinking you and Eva could have cuddled and that would have been really cute.
I would have loved to. I was in a big spoon, little spoon. I would have been a fork if you wanted a baby.
I mean, I will say, if we're bragging about sleeping with Eva, I did get two in the villa.
Ooh. She did.
You guys shared a room or you shared a bed?
We shared a bed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm a little jealous. Haley's never let me share a bed with her.
Get out of here.
I'm really honored right now. No, let me believe it.
Yeah, it's true.
I send her out to the porch when she sleeps over. She can't sleep in bed.
You understand.
Gabe, what would you say would be your item that you wish you had brought to camp?
Oh, that's such a good question. So if there was one thing I wish I could have.
One thing,
a pot of coffee. I got a crippling addiction to caffeine. And if I had just
that's a good one.
A cup of coffee every morning, I'd go from just like hating everything that's going on to being like, you know what? I can do this. I can do this every day. Like if I just had like a little bit of coffee every morning to wake up, like I heard coffee pairs really well with rice and beans.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I wish I would have had.
You could just boil the rice with the coffee grounds and just get an extra boost.
Remember that Panther mug that we had in the villa? Yes. Who took that? Was that you, Copen?
Oh. I didn't take it. I wanted
to. Somebody did take it.
We need to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish it was me. I did steal something from the villa. I stole the little tiger pepper or their cheetah, maybe salt and pepper shakers.
Those were cute.
I utilized those. So I wish I had the Panther cup though.
There is a shot of me on the show and I overlooked it completely, but my friends died. Like they had to pause and like crack up and send me screenshots and everything of me grabbing that Panther cup and just drinking like that. And they're like, why are you holding it like that? And I was like, I don't know. Okay. But I'll never forget that dang mug because of that.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. You could put like a bowl of cereal in it. It was so big.
Corn
it was
flakes.
Awkward too. But it was
we gotta
cool
find
enough.
This. We gotta find out who has that.
We do.
Absolutely.
We will.
I wanna see this. And I'm gonna go back and watch that scene, Copen. I don't know. Where.
I think it's my hands were so small, I just couldn't grip it with one hand. I think.
It's a good meme. You just Eva,
what's Eva's item?
Yeah,
I probably would have brought like an ace of Kush.
Yeah. Oh, if that's an option,
just roll up and just. I mean, I didn't know there were rules to this game, but I would have brought weed.
No rules.
That's a good question. If like, can you get a medicinal marijuana?
No, it's completely illegal. It's completely illegal in Greece, but. If I could have brought weed, alternative would have been Adderall on the flip side, but would have been less. Yeah, it probably would have done me less than I would hyper focus on the fact that we couldn't eat the chickens. But yeah, so I brought weed.
Oh my gosh.
I would like to take just a moment to introduce another castmate into the group. We also have the man, the myth, the legend, Shay Foster, about to join in to the fun, everybody. Is Shay with us? He's connecting.
Shay Butter
is in the house, Shay. Ladies and gentlemen. Shay, welcome, Shay.
Hello.
Those curls are curling. I love to see it.
Shay, it was funny. You're turning on the Shay charm, and like we couldn't hear you, but you just see like you're doing a little thing. Like
we knew.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
All right. Cool.
Shay, I'd like you to meet Becca, my co-host and best friend. She's going to be asking you some hard-hitting questions, so buckle up.
No pressure. Oh, Becca. Welcome.
Becca's in for a treat.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Your hair has changed since I last saw you on Netflix. What's up with
that?
Know. Ooh, I like
it. Yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, yeah, welcome to the show.
I love how you're wearing cheetah print, by the way. That's what I can tell you.
Representing my girl, Haley.
Yeah, I was like, let it be known whose team you're on, Becca.
I'm on everyone's team. Truly. I think you guys are all awesome. And Shay, do you want to answer the hard-hitting question? What would be your one item if you could have brought to the camp? What would you have brought with you? Anything goes.
I don't know. Probably chocolate covered strawberries.
Ooh, he's trying to be a romantic at camp.
No, I just wanted some food. I was hungry. I don't want to raise the meat.
I thought you were going to say chapstick.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
Are you saying that if there was chocolate-covered strawberries in the box when you and Taylor got to the top of that hill, would you have considered eating them and not going down with the vegetables? I feel like he's actually, like, I didn't expect you to have to think about that. And you're thinking about that. I respect
it. You gotta think about everything. I have to use my noggin a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly,
I would just know immediately, yes or no.
Becca's coming with the pressure. Oh my goodness.
You're the only person who's actually really think about this. So let's
no, in the moment, like absolutely not. But like looking back on it, really, like no one, like when we came back with the veggies, like it was cool, but no one really ate the veggies because it was so shit.
They were so bad.
So like looking back on it, I probably ate the food because just like, come on, like the veggies were so bad. But we didn't know that at the time, and we didn't know they were only gonna let us take one of each after like we made the decision. And so it was just like, damn, like. We did that for basically, like, it was definitely, like, we wanted everyone. I would have felt terrible at the moment.
Yeah.
But, like, looking back on it, it was just, like, damn. Those are some expired veggies for sure.
They were not well.
Ever figure out, like, how to get salt? Like, was that a thing?
What's the shit they had?
Sodium bicarbonate.
Doesn't sound very healthy.
It was awful.
I think it was mostly just meant to like not actually use the salt, but to like cure the beans overnight in an attempt to try to make them like not rock hard, but yeah, futile attempt.
Yeah, I thought it was like a cooking solution, like or cleaning, like right. Cleaning solution.
That's We were putting that on the rice.
Who was down in camp with me when all of a sudden everything started turning blue? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, we were down there with Kelso and everything was turning green. And then everybody was wondering why. But then it turned out that everybody was scrubbing the cast iron with green soap. we had started cooking. Kelso and I started cooking in the morning early. And we found some herbs and we put mint in it. And everybody thought that it was like, and they dumped it all out. But we were like, yo, we like tried really hard to make it taste not like shit.
We did our best to not make it.
Really tried to make the best of camp. Like, I never would have known that from seeing the show. Like, is that what you did to spend your time down there? Like, I feel like, Eva, you could talk about that.
I mean, we spent our time a lot of ways.
Tell me more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was down there the first day that I got down there. I was trying to stretch and do yoga and shit. But there only is like so much you can talk about when it comes to like, what's your favorite color? So then we were talking about like, at one point, I think the guys were talking about how like which toe they would eat if they were super hungry or like all of your life drama. Like there were interesting conversations that were never shared.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about what would happen if we tried to eat the chickens, and all of a sudden a speaker would be like, "You darling, you literally cannot kill the chickens."
Like, you're like, "Why are they here?"
That's literally not the point of those. I'm like, "Yeah, for like the two eggs that we get in like 87 business years." Okay.
Dying. That's like kind of horrible. But if you, so what are some other things that you would do to just pass the time down there? Anyone can speak on it. I'm curious.
I taught the boys how to brush their teeth with a tampon. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to do that. That's good to know. Life hack.
Life hack.
Yo, I did not even know that.
I did not know that either.
That's crazy.
Eva, is this something that you picked up in your Peace Corps experience?
No, there's like, you know, like cotton and we sold toothpaste and everybody was trying to use their teeth and like another teeth, their fingers to brush their teeth. And I feel like that just... makeshift toothbrush is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's only so long that I can go with hot breath.
I've always done, like, a washcloth or paper towel if I don't have a toothbrush. So, I guess that's...
Unfortunately, we don't have those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were, like, that wasn't an option. Tampons.
No, basically.
Eva, I'm curious, like, what was your experience in the Peace Corps? How did that help you out in camp?
I mean, the Peace Corps camp was definitely intense, but the Peace Corps is like, you know, I lived a mile into like an actual like jungle with no real running water, electricity, and would like cook food in an underground oven. So definitely different.
Not the underground oven.
For their own fish. You know, like
that's really cool. At least you had an oven.
Yeah, I learned how to build one technically with coconut husk. So that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. I don't know. Outdoors are not a problem for me, generally speaking. So it definitely was helpful to just know how to camp, I guess.
I think this is a great opportunity. Since the podcast is about our high school experience, I'd like to point out and shout out to Steve Gertler, our dear friend from high school, because he was in the Peace Corps with Eva.
He's with me in Micronesia.
What?
That is like the most random. Yeah. I remember Haley telling me, and now that I'm meeting you, I'm like, that is incredible. Like, what?
Lost my mind when I found out about that. To put it in perspective, there's only 12 of us. Micronesia is the second most remote location you can go in the world with the Peace Corps, only after Vanuatu. And he went to a really fucking cool island with a lot of places. Yeah. Each island is completely different culture wise. But yo, when he called me, I had a whole freak out. I was like, absolutely no fucking way. He was like, I know somebody else on the show. I'm like, bullshit. I had a very interesting experiences with him. He's so funny. Yeah, we lived a life together for sure.
So Eva, did you feel like there was an immediate disadvantage from coming into the game late?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, my fever dream was going into a game where it was only female cast. So walking in with the only females, like, plus Alex, like, I actually wanted to die. But I think then once I realized that it was, like, all dudes in camp, I feel like that was, I said another thing, but that was pretty advantageous because I have six brothers, so I usually get along with guys pretty well.
Wow. Okay, that's a cool fact that they didn't put in on the show. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't put any cool facts on the show, but no.
That's what we're here for. We're here to spread all
the fun facts.
I feel like that same question should go to Gabe as well. Did you feel like you had a disadvantage coming in late, Gabe?
1000%.
Well, when you went onto the boat, were there any like first impressions that you can remember? Like, what was your
boat? Yeah. I remember going onto the boat. And it was so interesting because I didn't know what the game was about. Like we had filmed the entrance like five times. So I was getting seasick doing circles on this freaking jet boat.
That was crazy.
Even before I went on, like we drove up, we were just sitting in the middle of the ocean. Me and this guy who was driving the boat who could barely speak English.
You mean Stu?
What'd you say?
You mean Stu?
No, it wasn't Stu. It was a different guy. Oh. It was a different guy.
Eva knows Stu.
No, they rented the boat from this guy. So he was just sitting there, and I was just laying there for an hour waiting until finally, like, all right, here we go. And then eventually I get on the boat, and it was just like, it was like seeing a bunch of people that are disappointed that I was there. You know? But I'll say this. As disappointed as people were that I was there, for the most part, people were like, hey, man, let me tell you how it is. Like, let's talk about it. Like, I remember coping, like, you were one of those guys right away where you're like, oh, this is surprising that you're here, but I'm going to still extend the olive branch and still be friendly to you. So, like, that was a good first impression. Down in camp was a much different experience. Much different.
As we saw, as viewers, it did seem very awkward down there.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, it was worse than that.
I was a little cringing for you, Gabe, when you first got down to camp, gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think about it. Like, okay, like, even, like, I was sitting there, and I was like, he comes down, and, oh, wow, we have no idea what's going on in the villa. We have no idea what they're doing. We had no idea they were on a boat. We have, like, you literally have no idea. Until you see that person go from camp to villa, you have no access to them. You have no talking to them. And so you have no idea what's going on. He comes out in, like, all white. Like, and like, where did you come from? Like, it was crazy. Like, everyone was just like.
Wasn't it like a white party? Made for a great scene of you walking down that hill in the white. TV. They knew what they were doing.
I was met with the first conversation of Tabitha, that, you know, saying what they said. I was like, oh, this is a much different vibe. This is different than when I was on the water. All right.
So, Gabe, do you feel like there were any moments like during your journey, although it was shorter, that you feel like were very pivotal for your experience that you can talk about?
Pivotal in what way?
I would just say if there's one moment that defined your experience on Surviving Paradise, like, can you talk about one thing that really sticks out?
Maybe your best move.
Ooh,
like gameplay wise, you know,
that's a good question.
My best move I hit was hitting the sprinkler.
Period. On the dance
floor. I'm so glad that made the cut. That was my best move that I had
that
out
was
there.
Sick.
That was killer. My students were making fun of me for that one. They're like, you had the sprinkler on the dancing part. I was like, yeah, I did. And they're like, that's weird. Like you're a loser.
You're like, I'm still on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. At least I hit the sprinkler on Netflix.
Exactly.
I don't know. Best move. Ah, man. I don't know. I mean, it was like you look back and it was so long ago that like it all just kind of played out. Like I would say one of my favorite memories from it though was like when we did the river swim, you know, like Shay was there. And that was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
It was wild. The crazy thing I forget about that is the box was like, you can eliminate one outsider.
Yeah.
I was like looking around. I was like, guys, does anybody? And then we eventually go on the challenge and Linda was a little nervous at first. And we were just like, Linda, like you can do it. And we're like, I was like, Linda, I'll help you the whole way. Alex was helping Lalise, and then Gabe came back, and thank God he came back as well. I know he saved Haley in the ocean earlier.
Listen, he sure did.
Like, he came back and saved it, but like, literally, we get in the water, and like, it's kind of deep right there. You can feel stuff on the bottom, but you can't touch. And all of us have life vests, and Linda's like dunking me underwater. I'm like, Linda, you have a life vest, don't move. Like, did you float? And I'm just literally, and I'm laughing as well because like it was hysterical.
That sounds fun, honestly, except for the Linda part. That sounds kind of scary for her. I hope she's doing okay.
No, she's doing fantastic.
I hope she's doing okay. Good.
Yeah, they said the mics were like, oh, the mics are, they're not waterproof. You can't get them wet. And then they put it there, keep your mics on in the lake.
Oh, interesting.
And then they got mad at us when you fell into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was a good scene.
So what you guys are saying is Gabe and Shay were both basically like the lifeguards of the group, I feel like.
Someone had to. Gabe, I didn't know Gabe more than 15 minutes before this man had to jump into the sea. And I'll never forget Gabe looking me dead in the eye and going, just grab onto my leg. I've never held on to anything harder in my entire life. And that man, he can swim. That's all I can say. He can swim.
Gabe, I have a special place in my heart because I've known that story since Haley got back. That was probably the first story I heard about her show.
Like, I did almost pass.
And so I was like, who is this mystery man who is like a fish and saved my friend? It sounded really scary.
That was like one of my first 45 minutes being on the show was like all of a sudden like Haley's having trouble swimming and I'm jumping in there to try to help her, thinking like, oh, like they're gonna send somebody in to like come help us, and they're just recording the entire thing. I'm like, this chick is drowning. Like, she's drowning in the ocean.
She's
grabbing onto my leg while I'm backstroking. And I just see the camera guys just like, good, yeah, keep going. And I'm like, what?
All not to use it too, by the way. Like, what? Yeah, the fuck? Yeah.
This makes a lot
there was
of
so much to... good footage that didn't get used from that day. No.
That's such
so
a bummer.
Haley's the reason we got life vest. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
For real?
It makes sense.
You're
now.
Welcome.
So Haley, that made the challenge way easier. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it sounds kind of leisurely if you had life vests on.
Yeah.
Just saying, like
easy.
Easy peasy. Speaking of like thank yous, Shay, I gotta give you a shout out for saving my friend Haley. Thank you. You have saved her multiple times. Maybe not her life, but like metaphorically her life.
Spiritually, yeah.
Spiritually. What can you like tell us a little bit more about what was going through your head in that very memorable moment of the crate challenge when you choose to give Haley the villa box?
Yeah. I mean, I think all the at least I know me, Coach, Justin, Aaron, like we all were like, man, like we gotta get to the villa, like whatever happens. But obviously we didn't know who was gonna pick who until like right before where they say come to the stage or whatever. And they cut out like a lot of stuff in there. And like, I'm like thankful at the same time because but at the same time, I was like, oh, like it doesn't explain everything. Because whenever they caught me like little sniffling, my allergies started acting up a little bit, whatever. Cause Haley was like, my dad, like, always told me to keep my word. Are you only as good as your word? And then like, whenever she said that, I was just like my emotion shifted. Like Haley knew I always had her back. Like we,
yeah,
from the jump. And then like it was just emotional. She was talking about her dad, and then
I cried.
I talked. Well, everyone else, like I look back at everyone else crying. I was crying, and I was like, oh no, I hope they don't give me like really really crying. Because then whenever she said that about her dad and like keeping her word, like I was just like, man, like I. My dad passed away and he wasn't the best person, and I wanted to be nothing like him and do things the right way. And so that's like where we switched. And
it's awesome.
But yeah.
Well, so. Thank you. And I hope you get to meet Haley's dad someday. He's awesome.
I hope I met her. I met her daddy.
Yes, her daddy. He's Zach. The internet is so interested in her daddy. Like, I've seen multiple articles being like, who is this mystery man? That
and they'll never know.
We don't need to use his name, but he's there, daddy.
I'm like, his name is Zach. Daddy. It's basic enough, y'all. It's basic enough.
Oh, my goodness. Shay, like, a question that I feel like you could answer is, like, what was the best part about camp? And the worst part about the villa.
Ooh.
Ooh, best.
You can take a moment. I don't want to pressure this
one. No, man. There's no pressure on this one. But the best part about camp, like genuinely, like obviously it sucked. And I wish the show actually showed how bad it was. Because you have so much downtime. And like everyone's like thinking you can just go and leave or whatever. You have to stay in that, like, I don't know, 50 foot by 30 foot area. And that's it, and you can't go anywhere. So the best part is probably like the people, because the conversations, the interactions that you have when you have nothing to lose. Like, where are you gonna go? Like, you can't go anywhere, and everyone smells like shit. Everyone looks kind of rough, and so you just talk it. So I think the best part of camp is literally talking with people and just like really getting to know them. That was definitely the best part of camp. There's not very many good things about camp. But that was the best part. And then the second best part was Helen and Keller. Oh. Man, they were fantastic. They were producing. They were producing some protein.
Are those the chickens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Helen and Keller. Okay.
What was Helen and Keller? But...
Are they blind?
It started out as Helen and Keller, but I think the name got adapted over time to
me. Yeah. It did.
Helen and Kevin, I think.
Yeah.
Worst part about the villa, I don't know. I really enjoyed the villa. I think
I can't imagine there's anything that bad, honestly.
Man, you can't leave the villa as well. But I mean, honestly, the villa was great. Maybe obviously not seeing those people whenever you're in other areas, like that part sucks. You know, you literally just don't know what's going on. And so, like, I wish they, like, at least, like, give messages or hints where you could write some down, make it a little bit more interesting for the competition, at least competition-wise. But worst part about it, I don't know. Maybe the cameras in every bathroom, in every room. Like, if you want to do something, you really can't do it unless you want to see your dog out on TV.
Oh, that's a good one, Shay. And it brings me back to a memory, because we did share a room together for a period of time that I enjoyed, I cherish. Could you maybe tell the story about the time the camera really, or maybe microphone got you that time?
Oh, I don't know this story.
I was when I was there with y'all.
Oh, yeah, Eva was there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, It was late. I thought Haley and Eva were sleeping. They weren't, I think, maybe until the voice of God loudspeaker comes on. But so, like, you know, me and Taylor hanging out. Taylor's fantastic. And we're like laying down. We're excited to see each other. You know, maybe some, I'll use the exact word, some canoodling was happening. And we just, you know, and I'm talking.
As it does. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's room for Jesus. Don't worry. And you know, I'm chatting. And like,
are you a freaking politician? Answer the question.
Not for Jesus. No one's judging you. I promise.
Land the plane. Cool
story. Cool story. No, but basically, I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, Taylor, you're so beautiful. I was like, I'm so happy I'm here with you. Like, this is crazy. Like, oh, I can't wait till we get out of here. And then, like, the loudspeaker comes on. I was like, Shay, you can take off your mic. We don't want to hear this. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was hurt because it was nighttime. And I was like, yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm surprised they didn't want to keep it on.
Yeah, right? they kept a, like, everything, like, PG, like, very, very PG. Like, any of the drama, like, there was a big argument that happened at the end of the show. And they just eliminated that.
Yeah.
They kept games.
Well, here's the thing with my, so me and Cisco, we're having our conversation, and like at the end of it, like we were going back and forth and whatnot, like everybody saw it, and then like we could hear Lalise and Tabitha and Alex screaming at each other, and yes. Me and Cisco were like, yo bro, okay, we're good, what's going on behind us? we cut our conversation off. We're like, all right, we're cool, whatever. Like, it is what it is. Why are they screaming at each other behind us? And I was so excited to see that in the show, and it never made it. I'm like, still to this day, I want to know what was going on.
We had fun, though, didn't we, guys?
Yeah.
We did.
I had a blast. That's funny, though. I didn't like the villa.
You didn't like the villa, Eva? Why not? Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I liked camp better.
Okay.
Cause you're like the villa. You don't. There's like no interpersonal connection. Really. Like you're constantly being way more monitored. You have like, you were allowed to have like a more freedom of conversation. They wanted you to be doing set things at set times. And then if not, then you were just like corralled into one little room. At least like in camp, it sucked to be outside all the time. And like definitely was shitty. But you could like pretty much talk freely, you know. And nobody was like forcing you to like do necessarily like any specific activity. Like you're really just chilling. That's where I got to know people really well, like all the time, you know. It's just sitting around doing fucking jack shit all. Like you learn about people's lives and their backstories and who they are and the things they care about and the things that they don't, and you know what makes that person them. And I think the only time that I really got to experience that with people is when we got to go down to camp.
And is it true that you're just not like a reality TV girly in your personal life?
I don't own a TV at all.
Oh wow! So, goes along with the Peace Corps Micronesia thing. You probably don't have cable there.
It's on brand.
No, I have library, but I don't have a TV. So and I'd never seen a reality show before going on it, except for one episode of Bad Girls Club, which is why I was terrified of the all female cast. Because I literally went on. I was like, they're gonna throw my fucking mattress in the pool. They're going to like, they're gonna spit in my stuff. They're gonna fucking punch me in the face or pop a titty. I was so upset.
Yeah,
I'm not much a reality TV. Now I still don't have a Netflix account, but now I've seen a few reality shows.
And have you watched the whole Surviving Paradise? I'm guessing, Eva.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Parents. Fuck yeah.
If I have, I best. I hope you have.
Yeah. Oh my god, I had to watch all of it before my parents did, my grandma, because I had said some silly things, and then I, like a fucking idiot, I'm gonna take that back, I sat them down after the show, and I was like, here's some things that I said that might have been kind of silly, like, you should probably know before the world does, and then they left none of them, so I just got to have an honesty hour with my parents.
I love that, Eva. That, I actually want to ask everybody that, were there things that you warned people in your life about that, like, maybe you didn't even actually have to worry about, or maybe you did?
Haley, you have to answer that one too, though.
Yeah, I'll start. I told Zach everything, obviously. I had to tell somebody something. And I told him about the shower scene we had at camp because it was like pretty sexy.
Who does this involve?
Pretty much Aaron. It was Aaron? Just an Aaron show. What? That's all it was the Aaron show.
Yeah, I can't believe they left it out.
It was insane. I mean,
I wish I had seen that. Guys went crazy.
We all were going crazy on
that. Was it? Was he just putting on a show in the shower?
Go ahead, Haley.
So they had us all take a shower, but they wanted us to do it in like a sexy, model-y way. I don't know if they were planning a montage or something. But dumb of us, we let Aaron go first. And this man, we're like, how are we supposed to do anything after Aaron just did this? Like, get out of here. So we all look dumb as hell.
And when he did it, like the shower, like, you know, you're having to dump it. So we're dumping it and he just gets right under it and doesn't move his eyes. Literally just looking straight ahead and the water's coming down and he's just in his pose like this. And it was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then, yeah, like you said, we had to follow that. So it's like, whoa, we suck.
We need to find this content. I want to see this.
One day. But that was my warning, was there's a shower scene and we're all going to feel a way about Aaron after it, but the world will never know.
Yeah, I cussed a lot more than they showed, a lot more. And so I just was telling like everybody at work and everyone in the family, especially Meemaw. Meemaw is going to watch this and she hates the cussing. So I was just like having to tell her, like, I said the F-bomb like a lot more than, you know, it showed, but I had to warn that too. So that was definitely mine.
I didn't really have a whole lot that I was like super worried about, because like my,
what's like, that like?
Duval, here's the thing. The amount of time that I was on the show was significantly less than everybody else. So like the window to say something stupid was much smaller for me. So like that was one of the benefits of coming in late.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got drunk one day with Cisco and he kept asking stupid questions.
I remember you said something and you like brought it up to people a couple of times. You're like, I can't believe I just told the world this.
Yeah. I was with Eva on that and my parents. So it's fine though, you know, some things. Now we're just really close. So.
Aww. Shay, did you have anything you had to warn people about in your life?
Well, I told my little sisters, I was like, look, Bubby kissed a girl and he's not married. It's okay. And so like that, I mean, that was really the only thing. Like there was like just kissing.
How old are your sisters?
16 and 12.
Yeah, they're way too young to be kissing people.
Well, the 16-year-old, she's like getting older, but like the 12-year-old, so she has special needs and like she freaks out about anything. And she's super sweet and love her to death, but she would be like, why are you doing that? Like, she's super cute and super concerned about like everything. Like if I put anything on Instagram, she goes like, what is this? Like, where are you? Like, who is that person? And I was like, Maddie, it's okay. It's okay.
It's adorable.
That's really sweet. Shay, like, I'm curious just because I did find your love story on the show very compelling. And I'm curious, is Shaylor still anything?
The crickets. I can hear the crickets.
Political today.
I said nothing. You said it's political. I said nothing.
I know, political.
I was hoping for a yes, just a strong yes, but I guess that's a no.
I mean, I think with anything, it's complicated. I mean, definitely, I got a whole bunch of DMs about people like, oh, Alex said it was 10 days. How do you fall in love? And I was like, this the same way you fall in love in 20 years. The way things happen doesn't complicate the actual process of falling in love. That's just the duration of time. And so if anyone wants to fall in love one day, why can't they? If they want to fall in love in 60 years, like, who's to say they're not?
I love that answer.
Yeah, that was really well said.
That was a good answer.
What do you say to the haters when you have that? Honestly, there's a lot of shows that have, you know, even quicker turnaround for love. And also, I think your experience, like bonding in the jungle, it sounds like you guys all became faster friends than maybe another more comfy situation.
Yeah. I definitely think it's something that no one, like people can't relate to until you're in that situation. And I'll be the first one to tell you. And I watch shows. I'm like, there's no way. And then like I found my silly butt, like really, really, I fall in love on the show and really caring about someone and really building bonds with all these people on the show. And so I get it. And it's so easy to stereotypical to watch a show and be like, there's no way. But like genuinely, like I've seen everyone on the cast since the show and like still text and communicate, honestly, more than some of like my friends that I've known forever. And so I think like the time thing is a little silly because it's, man, it's just really about what you're doing in your life and who you're doing it with, and things change.
I do want to say something that my students said about your relationship. It was really funny. I died. They asked me, they're like, yeah, are Taylor and Shay still together? I said, no, I don't think they are anymore. And they go, wow, middle school relationships last longer than they did. And
I middle schoolers are brutal.
They are.
So mean.
They're mean. Hey,
Shay, would you change your decision at the table across from Taylor if you could?
I mean, because no one knew what was going on in the game. I think like looking back at it, like I would.
Yeah.
How everything played out, absolutely. But like in the moment, it was just like I was tired of being at camp, and I feel like I really did everything. And sometimes I get like a little heat for like, they're like, oh, you gave Haley your spot, but not Taylor. And I was just like, that was at like a totally different time, and like me and Taylor, like we had a lot more conversation like about it. And the way they put it was just like, Shay, like I think like you should. Taylor was like, oh, Shay, I think you should stay in the building. I was like, I agree. And like, there was a lot longer conversation, but, you know, it could have been worse at it. So
that was one of my favorite parts of watching it back, was like seeing how they cut down that very long, thoughtful conversation you guys had to just like, I think I should go. You're right. I think you should. Like, it was done. Oh, but shit, I'll say this. I'll say this. Even like, I'll go to bat with you on this. From a strategy perspective, that was the best chance that either of you had at winning. 100% was the best chance.
That's what we were chatting about. And I mean, I think she had a chance to win as well, but the decision we came up with.
Yeah, you all had no idea what was the next step. So I totally get that. And I guess like, Gabe, would you be willing to answer like that same question of feeling the way you did at the round table or the table across from Aaron? Like, how was that experience? And would you change what you did?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like, for me, that is like looking back on that conversation. It's just kind of like how I described Shay and Taylor's situation. Like you go from this really long, thoughtful conversation and you cut it down because that's TV, you know, that's television. And I look back at that decision and what I did. And as you watch it back, I should have been able to differentiate the difference between, okay, playing a game and real life. And it was like, okay, those lines start getting really, really, really close to each other. And those lines start getting blurred. And as I watch it back, I'm like, all right, I should have realized what was going on. Like, help Aaron out, you know, like that, just, you know, you watch it back and I watch it like most other people did, where it's like, all right, if you look at it through a moral lens, yeah, what I did was wrong. If you look at it through a gameplay lens, yeah, I was playing a game. So it's one of those, like, it just depends on how you look at it. If I could go back and change it, I would. I definitely would. And you know, what got cut from the show was when he said, okay, I'll go down, I said, all right, we'll split the money 50-50 then if I win. And, you know,
they did not share that part.
Wow, no, Gabe. No, they wouldn't. No, I mean, that's TV, you know, they want to make you one dimensional and they're good at making you one dimensional. So it is what it is when it comes to the editing. But yeah, if I could go back, I would definitely change how I made that decision. And Aaron and I, we've talked about it, you know, we've talked about it and, you know, it was a year and a half ago and we had enough time to really process things. And then it's like, yeah, you know, it's a strange game, you know, and that those lines got blurred between, you know, a reality game show and real life. And I wish I would approach it differently.
I'm glad that you got to set the record straight on the sharing the money with him. That's good to know. And I totally get that. And I really respect you being honest that you would change your decision. So. But we all didn't know. I mean, I'm sitting at the edge of my seat in that scene as a viewer. Like, I did not know what was going to happen with anyone. So that was kind of crazy. Well, you guys all are in a crazy situation.
While we're on that topic, I feel it only feels right to ask Copen if he would change his mind. Be very careful with your answer,
Haley, but let's see.
No, I wouldn't have changed my mind on that at all. There is no way I was taking Haley's spot on it there. Now, it is interesting because Gabe kind of brought it up too on the gameplay side. Like, yes, personally, I would never do that. But the game was like a very selfless, you know, game. You got rewarded by being selfless. So even at that time, it's like, I'm going to give up my spot. I want Haley to have it. But is the game going to reward me for giving up my spot? You know what I mean? So, you know, definitely would never change anything on that. But at the time too, it's like, it kind of was a good gameplay thing because we didn't know what the next move was, you know? So it's like, you know, and like I had some buddies, they actually had a great, great idea, which I would have loved because it would have been great TV. But they said, they should have said, if everyone or everybody that gave up their spot to go back to camp, they are actually going to the villa. Like that was the twist of the game. And I was like, that would have been whoa for like everybody there too. But they were just saying like, you know, you didn't know that if it happened, you know, that it didn't happen. But if it did happen, you didn't know that anyways too. So definitely got your back though. Hellstorm on all that for sure.
Cope, you know, feelings mutual. That would have been really fucking cool though if they did that. That would have been crazy.
I wish we didn't match up though. Like I wish we listened to Taylor at the beginning. It was like, don't get with our people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that could have been so much different on the conversation.
From a production standpoint, they must have watched that unfold and they're like, perfect.
Exactly. Like,
worked out. Perfect.
While we have you guys here, our podcast first season was really about our high school experience and all that jazz. So I'd like to ask you a few Fever Dream Diary branded questions if you'd feel ready.
Yes, please. That.
The first question, this is for everybody. So whoever wants to answer, I'm curious what you were like in high school.
Fat and nerdy.
Fat and nerdy.
I mean, nothing wrong with that, but like, I don't believe that.
No, I mean, if we get to choose our, no, I mean, I feel like descriptors, you can only like call it like people like always, you know, there are negative connotations with certain words, but I feel like if you haven't lived it, you can't use it, but it's like my own personal truth. So like, that was definitely who I was in high school. I was super like a lot more like overweight. I was never really like super healthy. It was like, I was like in the top five people for this international debate team. I was like real nerdy. I did a bunch of traveling.
Though.
Yeah, it was cool. I debated for like Model United Nations, went to like a bunch of colleges and stuff for that. Yeah, high school was interesting.
I was a freaking dork. I was like my first 2.5 years of high school. Like I look back on pictures, and I'm like, what a freaking dork you were. and it was so funny because my brother was a grade older than I was, one of my brothers. And he was this freaking stud, like handsome, good looking dude. And I was literally the ugly duckling. It was like, oh, there's John and there's his little brother, Gabe. Like, we feel bad for him. And like, then all of a sudden I hit a growth spurt and I was so tall, long and goofy. And it was just like awkward. And toward the end of high school, it kind of grew into my body a little bit. But there was a good couple of years where, and like, it makes you tough. Like, I think everybody should go through a time period where you like you're as awkward as possible because it makes you kind of like find confidence in yourself where you wouldn't find confidence in yourself.
Yeah. Forge through fire, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. To no shocking, I was the exact same way in high school as I am now. So like really wasn't anything different. I think the funny part about high school was just the small town aspect because like I'm terrible at sports, but when you're in a small town, like I was the man, like I was LeBron James on the court. And so like, everyone's like, oh, Copen's so good. And looking back, I'm like, I was awful, but you know, you just are in that mindset of it too. So I was like Mr. Popular, having a good time, like the man on campus, even though like we weren't good at sports, you know, or I guess I wasn't. I say we sometimes too, because of my twin brother. So we always laugh about that.
What?
We
talk That's about- Fun fact.
I had no idea. Yeah. So we do the Fever Dreams every single road trip that we have. We just talk about high school.
Oh. Copen's like, I was the man on campus because we only had five dudes on campus.
But you were that guy. You were that guy.
You're going through the hallways with the kindergartners and like, oh yeah, you're on the calculator. Okay, no big deal.
Yes. What about you, Shea Butter?
I mean, I went to a large high school in Texas. There was like 6,000 kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like I would say like I'm kind of the same way. Like I was goofy, funny. I was the student body president. I was I played sports, was Gatorade Run of the Year. And so there was, it was cool. I just really liked running. And I was just, I think, go back to Gabe, like, I got really humbled my freshman year. I was a freshman on varsity, and I got hazed by all the seniors. They're all 18, and I was 13 as a freshman. And so they're 5 years older than me. And, I mean, you got to go through the humbling experience. And then basketball as well. It's the same thing of all these seniors, and they're like, oh, like, this new freshman. I'm like, I don't care if he's good or not. Like, we're going to take it to him. And I was like, oh, fuck. And there's a lot of interesting growing pains. But in that sense, like, as a freshman, but it was a blast. I truly enjoyed it. I like go to all the football games, because in Texas, football is like huge. Like, they would get us off class like two periods early. You could do like the big pep rallies. But I was just like the same guy.
Shay's over here. He's like, oh, I was weird and awkward. I was an All-American. I had eight girlfriends at once. Everybody loved me. I was just weird, you know?
So, I mean, a main theme in Haley and I's first season of our podcast was that we both ran for, like, I was the secretary. I ran for secretary. Haley ran for president. We both lost.
I was about to
say. I thought you were about to say you won. I was like,
no,
I was going to call you up. No, I didn't win at all. But I will say, I gave that speech with the same confidence I've given anything in my life. So it is what it is. They just couldn't handle it.
They couldn't handle it. I think the only reason I did like the student council was because I wanted to be on announcements, because you get out a second period. And
That was what I did too. That was awesome, but we didn't win. So,
that's the most Shay statement ever. You want to have a mic, man. Oh my God. Dude, that is amazing.
Announcements are so fun. You're like, oh, how's it going, Wildcat? This is Shay here.
That's awesome. Did you guys get any superlatives in high school? Like in your yearbook, you know how they do best eyes, best smile. Were you any of those?
I was most likely to be remembered. So that's
forever. Nice.
And are coping
thank you.
All America. You're beloved.
You are.
I got best dressed, which really wasn't that challenging in South Dakota. Like if you have a little bit of fashion sense, you'd be like, you are so fashionable. This is crazy. It's like, no, I'm just not wearing cargo shorts to school. Like,
I think I got eyes. That's what it was.
Fair.
I don't think I got any yearbook award. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I mean, we had like this guy in the NBA, and so he got the best athlete. He's on.
Who is that?
De'Aaron Fox.
You went to school with him? Really? You went to school with him?
Yeah, and then we had like the valedictorian was this guy that went to Columbia. So one of my best friends. I'm like, well, I can't compete with these guys, but I can. I'll be the funny guy.
There you go. I was voted biggest gossip in my high school, and I feel like, was it off? No. I was ruling the halls of National High School North. Someone had to, so I don't even care. Even if it was all in my own head, I don't even care.
Becca, what did you get?
I got most likely to be found in detention. No, I'm just kidding. smile. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for these teeth. Yeah.
Let's see it.
Yeah, give it to us, Becca.
Oh, you know,
we all want a superlative, guys. What are we doing?
I did not.
Yeah, Shay did. Shay, you were president. You were most likely to be class president.
Yeah, that's enough. Shay.
That's not a war.
I'm like, we're gonna give him the most loyal, the most likely to succeed.
I finally got it after all these years. Thank you, Becca.
You're welcome. We're going to make this official. We want to see
a certificate.
We do want to see a photo of all of you from the early 2000s, too. I don't know if Haley mentioned that.
I haven't yet, but I will.
I was so
tiny. I have one.
Yeah, I'll be texting you guys for that for sure. I think, you know, just to kind of bring us all together, is there anyone who wants to share something about themselves or about the show that they felt like wasn't in there?
crying over the crystals.
Oh, I don't know about this. What?
How back about the crystals, Eva?
Yeah.
I love crystals.
It was like, yeah, me too. So I brought a bunch of them to the show to hand out to people after I got to know them. And I,
awesome.
Yeah. I know. Well, I was like waiting to give them out when I could like know people's personalities and be very heartfelt about it. About, wow. I don't know why I just had an accent. It's literally phenomenal. But when I was in the villa, it was like when they had us corralled up for something. I was like, hey guys, like we had a little mic and be like, tease one, two. Can I get my crystals? And they brought them out and I was like handing them out and I didn't plan. I just like no speech. I was like, I was fucking stupid. Of course it's for TV, but in my mind it wasn't for TV. So I was like, yeah, this is just like a little meme moment with my friends. And I'm like handing out these crystals and I'm like, hoping this one's for you. Or like, Cisco, this one's for you. And like at the exact same time, Taylor gets bit by a bug and her finger turns purple and blows up and everybody's been drinking. And then everybody inside of the whole group like is freaking out because Taylor's like finger is purple and I have this like crystals in my hand. And then I started crying and I'm like, I don't want to hand out the crystals right now because everybody is not even paying attention and it was really heartfelt. And then everybody feels bad because then I start crying. So everybody gets quiet. But then I start handing out the crystals. It just looked like I was crying handing them out. I was like, Haley, I just want to give you this quartz because I think it's really important because. And it just like, I went home and I was like, wow, that's going to look like the way they're going to cut it. You're going to see nothing that happens beforehand. And then it's just going to be me walking out there like sobbing in a bikini. Like, I just want to give everybody crystals.
Are you so relieved they cut it?
No, I wanted to keep it. I can't.
I want to see this. I was gonna say,
if it's any consolation, Eva, I keep that crystal next to my bedside. It's with me on a daily basis. So
I love that.
In my heart, even if it's not in Surviving Paradise.
Remember what I gave you before you left?
Yes, Becca. Becca gave me a coin. I did bring it with me. It said empowered women, empower women. And that,
I love that.
That's my vibe. So
that's like you and Eva. I feel like that's the vibe you guys both give on the show. Absolutely.
What about everyone else? Is there anything that you wish made it in, whether it's a scene or just like something about your life that you wish people knew that wasn't on the show?
I got one. I got many, but I'm going to tell my favorite one.
Yeah. Is
the day we had boys' day at camp. We were just, it was so stupid. We did a full workout. We were using like stones and like doing a little circuit, like ab workout. Then we did spa day, which me and Shay, I just remember like soaking our feet in the buckets and like acting like we were like at the spa, like, oh my gosh, like what are the girls doing? You know, and doing that kind of stuff. And then it turned into us like having heart to hearts around the campfire. And I remember at one point it was like, have you ever been in love before? And like, we just all were like crying. And it was like this whole emotional roller coaster of a day. And
they just didn't show
any of that.
Like sleep deprived.
All that stuff. And we almost, Justin almost passed out twice, because we just didn't have food. And we're like, why are we working out? So it was just, it was an amazing content that they could have showed. And I cannot believe they didn't show any of it.
I want the footage because looked like crazy ass cavemen, like, and like we have like a rock and we're like lifting up the rock and then like we're holding each other's legs and doing push-ups and then like
there's like a straight up Rocky scene right there. Just
that's like, amazing.
I'll hold your feet while you do the abs. It was so stupid.
It was crazy. And then we were like dying after and we were all like straight to Lulu for the rest of the year.
I bet. Absolutely.
What about Shay and Gabe? Anything you wish made it in?
Yeah, I wish they would have put some more stuff in there, like. And I get it's reality TV. Like, you do what you got to do to make it entertaining. But I wish it would have put some more things of there in me of like, hey, I was like a normal human being and like made a few friends and like talked positively about wanting to give back locally and whatnot. And they just like twisted it to make it seem like this giant piece of shit. And it's like, oh, that's not how I remember it. So I wish they would have put a little bit more in there of like, I don't know. I mean, we make good relationships, you know, I made some good relationships and like, I remember from the start of the show being like, yeah, I want to buy a Corvette 100%, but I also want to give back local. Like I want to give back local in South Dakota and they framed it a little bit differently than what my intention was. So I wish they would have approached that one a little differently, but that's, nature of the beast. That's reality TV. It is. Oh, and also, Oh, go ahead.
When you got there on the boat, I know you had a conversation with Justin about the, you wanted to get back to the Native American kids. Like the first day you got there, they just didn't put it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And like literally the school I teach at is like named after this huge Native American, you know, figure, and in South Dakota's a big deal. And it's like, oh, that sucks how they frame that. Like that, that's a bummer, but it's
real. You're setting the record straight. Yep. There you go. That's what we're here for.
To that point, Gabe, I feel like that's also why they didn't put you saving my life in there, because they were not trying to paint you as a lifesaver. No. Let's be real.
No. They wanted me to be a psycho, and that's what they got.
Sad.
I've always thought of you as this, like, man that saved my friend from a literal disaster. Mm-hmm. So Potential drowning.
At least there's that, Gabe. What about you, Shay?
I think when I was running around the house in the cheetah suit, I thought that would have been hysterical. Like, it was just, like, so random and, like, out of nowhere. And yeah, I put the cheetah suit on and I'm just like running around the house. Like I was just going crazy because I just got to the villa. It was awesome. And then I think, and you know, you can't put it on the show, but like we didn't have phones or anything. So we had no idea what was going on. And like me, Cope, Justin, like a lot of the guys are sports fans. And so we had the softball World Series going on. We're like tackling producers. We're trying to figure out what's going on. So I wish they could show that to show like, how like disconnected we were from the world.
And the finals like, were going on too.
There's the Celtics and Warriors. And like, score, like, come on, please, just give me like at least fourth quarter score. Like, so they can see like how disconnected and how like really remote this whole experience was. But I get it. You only can show so much.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we never knew what time it was. Like, just basic things like that we take for granted in our lives in the real world. It's like, it was tough out there not knowing anything going on. So that's
I can't imagine. Honestly, you guys, you really are survivors in my in my heart.
Aww.
And I love the show. I really encourage anyone who is watch this whole thing and hasn't watched the show, go watch the show. What?
Go watch the show.
What are you doing?
Watch the show.
Go watch the show. And then I want to know where I can find you all on Instagram. I might follow most of you already, but I want to follow everyone on social media. And also, what are your plans for 2024? If we want to round this out, hearing what everyone's up to, I'd love to know.
My Instagram is Lomasiva with two A's. And I don't know. I'm trying to work extra hard on some art stuff. I'm working on a poetry book that I've been doing for like the past year. So now, because I write like a lot of poetry and stuff, so I've been putting it together as an art book. It's like a compilation of like a bunch of different things that I've written over the past 6 years, and like the evolution of like thought process and where you are in life and stuff. So I think that that's going to be kind of cool, even if it's just for me. And you know, I don't know, just trying to figure out. Trying to figure out what the next steps are, but like constantly and manically doing art.
For me, it's 2024 is insane. It's crazy. My trying to corral my family. My mom and two of my sisters just moved to Omaha, Nebraska, the middle of nowhere.
Oh, we love Omaha.
And then my sister, who's 16, she's still in Houston, living with my grandparents, finishing out school. So just trying to navigate that, and then work-wise, expanding the business into multiple locations. That's like a big like thing of mine. That's what, been doing a lot of traveling and not a lot of sleeping to try to make that a reality. And it's been fun, but then also like, you know, go into other things. Like the social media space is so interesting to me. Cause it's so fun. I find myself doing it all the time for entertainment. So why not try to entertain others? Like, I don't know. But like, who knows what's gonna happen?
Where can we find you on social?
OnlyFans? No, I'm just kidding.
That's coming next. You want to see him in the cheetah suit?
Meat finder.
Yeah. Instagram is Shay_Foster. S-H-E-A, like Shea Butter.
Don't get it twisted. I've seen some butter websites trying to.
Oh, Shea Butter. I get it now. I never understood the Shea Butter thing. I get it now.
Literally got you in my phone is Shea Butter.
Like Butter. Like he's the Butter of the group. I don't know. Somebody's got to be the Butter. Yeah.
Both accurate. What about you, Cope?
Man, well, I guess social is just Cope and Joe. Middle name is Joe. So at Cope and Joe is the socials across all platforms there. Man, just living it up in 2024. God, like, I mean, going to keep smiling and see what happens. You know, I mean, I'm hoping a cruise ship is in the horizon for some vacation time. Definitely want to travel, go as many places as I possibly can. Love our reunions with our cast too. So, I mean, I definitely want to, you know, continue to do random fun trips because we always have a good time when we're around and, you know, any place that we can go. I just want to keep living it up. You know, that's my main thing.
Love that, Cope. Gabe, what's happening for the hot teacher on TikTok, huh?
Yeah, you can find me on social media. It's just at Gabe Dannenbring. I'll be keep teaching, you know, contrary to what some of the things I've read online. They're like, he's not really a teacher. It's like, no, I've worked in a school for the last 7 years. I am, in fact, a real life teacher. So, yeah, I don't know, 2024, going to keep teaching, keep making videos about what it's like being a teacher and keep rocking and rolling.
Gabe, I wonder how you would get away with that. Like, would you be a janitor that just takes videos in the classroom?
I don't know. I think some people aren't, they don't think through some of these things. It's like, how, if I wasn't a teacher, how do I have hundreds of videos in a class?
I saw some of those comments and they just cracked me up because I'm like, of all things to say about anybody, why wouldn't you believe Gabe's a teacher?
I know.
Your whole, he's like, just too evil. He's just too much of a mastermind to possibly be a teacher.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, heaven forbid teachers are competitive. Like, that's not how teachers act. It's like,
you're actually just trying to capitalize on something other than being a teacher, since exactly, that's not really going to work. So we're proud of you, Gabe.
Thank you. I'm proud of all of you.
And I can't thank y'all enough for coming on here and doing this with us, because like, this podcast is really special to us and y'all are really special to, you know what, us. I was going to say me, but us.
Love y'all.
So you guys are Haley's friend. You're my friend. So I would love to meet you all at some point on another reunion.
Yes. Perfect. That could be perfect.
That would be great.
Yes. You guys are
amazing. Thanks for having us on, ladies.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.